last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavi. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much again for accepting our invitation to the program, The Last Savior. In our previous discussions, we talked about the physical and spiritual features of the Sahabi of Imam al-Mahdi Ajalallah. Now, among the spiritual features that you enumerated for us, one important thing was the taqwa and iman, or faith, of such people. How do you define it, and what is the main features of these faithful companions of Imam al-Mahdi?
The first characteristic that we are going to talk about among the features and spiritual features of the companions of Imam, which is faith or iman, we have to know that this faith means a level beyond accepting Islam. And that is, one has accepted Islam, is becoming Muslim, and then after accepting and being a Muslim, you now you enter the realm of iman.
So I mean, belief is different from faith.
Definitely.
Yes. Okay.
So when you enter the world of iman and you have been attributed as mu'min, and now this iman itself has levels and grades.
Okay.
But the ones who are going to accompany Imam alayhi salam, those noble and specific and special companions of Imam, have the highest level of iman.
Mm-hmm.
The iman is that deep that has been institutionalized in their existence.
Like that of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
That's why exactly. Okay. I mean, those companions of Imam Hussein, they said that they were sure that they will get martyred. I mean, they knew that they will not leave this army alive.
Yes.
So this iman is not an ordinary one. I mean, sometimes you attend a battle, but you have a hope of, for example, get back to your family and be back, return to your family sometime and visit them.
Yes.
But the companions of Imam Hussein know all of them that tomorrow all of them will be martyred.
That's right.
Right?
That's why we say always, faithful companions of Imam al-Hussein.
Very true.
Yes, okay.
So this iman was very firm in the hearts of companions of Imam Hussein and will be the same, because we have lots of hadith that likens the companions of Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And I mean, even one aspect that they are usually compared to each other is this level of iman. But these people who are in the army of Imam and the special companions of Imam are benefited from the highest level of iman, and iman it is very deep in their existence, and they have such kind of iman that nothing will shake them, that no obstacle can shake them when they are faced with.
Mm-hmm.
So
mean firm faith is per se.
Very
that's
true.
Right. Okay.
So that's why Imam Baqir alayhi salam, when he was describing these people, he said, "Allahum al-mu'minun haqqa." That is, they are really and truly they are mu'minin and believers.
Mm-hmm.
So all those attributes of mu'minun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran can be attributed to these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why even it says there are the people that are the real monotheists who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kind of iman that you are talking about is this.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam again in hadith says that their hearts, as we said earlier, is like pieces of iron and steel.
Yes.
There is no doubt in their hearts. I mean, look, some of the people, even we had even among the companions of early imams, I don't want to actually complain about any of the companions. Some of them, we saw in the history, some doubts came to their hearts for a single moment and it left.
Yes.
But in these people, no doubt will enter, since their hearts are that strong and the iman is that established in their
hearts. Even in our hadith, we say that they are resembled to lions during the day, referring to their braveness of heart.
Very
and
true.
Worshippers during the night, who shed tears.
Okay. Very true. So it goes without saying that this strongness of belief and iman helps them in the field of action, in the field of battle, in the field that they go. I mean, when we're talking about the field of battle or the field of action, it does not necessarily mean, that Imam is going to spread his revolution and uprising with, massacre or kill. No. When we are talking about the activity of these people and men and companion of Imam alayhi salam in the field of action, it does not necessarily mean it's going to be a fight or, battle. When the people, as we said earlier, when they hear the world, the world of fitra, the world of nature, they, automatically accept it. Yes. I mean, most of the places that the companions of Imam, they go and spread the message.
That's right.
People automatically, they themselves come towards these people and they will accept.
So it is not necessarily going to be through physical power.
Very true. That's, yeah. Right. Okay. Though they have enough power to defend themselves and to actually spread this message. I want to say that kind of iman even actually influences the hearts of the people. Mm-hmm. It captures the hearts of the people. This iman
and
that
this
they are equipped with. I want to say that this iman that they are equipped with is even more important than the iron and the weapons that they are in need of. For example, in ordinary and let's say in ordinary wars that usually people are after. So through the power of iman, they are actually promoting the message of Imam Ali.
And the day of Ashura, very much, you know, you're proud of the story of Ashura day and the battle of Karbala. You know, all the faithful companions of Imam when they were going to the battlefield. Mm. Through their, as you said, spiritual strengths, they could fight so many people on that time.
Very true.
That's right. This is good. Okay, thank you very much, brother.
You're welcome.
Let's take our first break and then we'll continue our discussion, brother. Thank you very much.
You're
taking
welcome.
A break, I'm back in a minute.
أليق والظالم ابتدأ من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتدأ من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. I am Atal, the host of this program. Brother Alavian, so what other spiritual features can you enumerate for us for the special Sahabi or Ashab of Imam al-Mahdi?
The second spiritual feature and characteristic that we are going to talk about is purity and taqwa, purity and piety. One of the principles and let's say one of the pillars of management in a high level, in high organizations or in big and large organizations, is having this purity and piety. Because without this, you will be lacking. One of the pillars is shaking.
Yes.
It cannot find its ideal status. Because unlawful desires enter your work and your organizational mission, it will be in a mess, you know. That's why those people who are with Imam, these special companions, we have in a hadith that they are free from any corruption, any moral issues.
Yes.
They are men of taqwa and purity. Yes. They have worked on themselves. Mm-hmm. They have done self-building earlier.
Yes.
Self-building not in the sense of bodily self-building.
I know.
Self-building in the, they have the worked on their spiritual work on themselves.
Yes.
And in the work that they have accepted, they have no doubt and misconception, and they're trying to do their work in the best way possible, and there is no even a single or epsilon wrongness in their action, in their movement. In their movement.
Okay.
That's why Imam Hassan al-Askari al-Sam defines them in this way, that they have come from a pure origin, that is their fathers and mothers, pure themselves. And then these people came from this pure and beautiful origin. And their hearts is free from any hypocrisy and any corruption. And their hearts is, again, free from any darkness.
Yes.
Again, Imam says that their hearts are very acceptable of religious teachings from the side of the Imam and from Allah's side.
Okay.
So they have accepted Imam and they have attached Islamic teachings, Islamic rulings, and they have...
They are all obedient to the order.
They are stepping in this way.
Yes.
They are stepping ahead in this way. So this is the definition that Imam Hassan al-Askari gives to these people.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
taqwa itself, you know, needs lots of elaboration. What do you mean exactly by taqwa? Because some people might say that, okay, a person who does his obligations or wajibat is a muttaqi. But this is not so. You know, there are so many different details to become a muttaqi. You know?
Some of these features, when we are actually hearing about some of these attributes that have been given and been described about the companions of Imam Ali, we have seen, brother, we have seen some of the people even in our time. Such people can be seen, and we have experienced, we witnessed in the war between, in the 8-year war that we had.
They imposed the Iraqi war in Iran, that's
people
right.
in our country and even in the world. Yes. We can witness here and then with some features. I mean, these features are not something that we can say they are far first and no one can be equipped with these features. Yes. Imam Ali Salam, Imam Sadiq Ali Salam says that يَمْسَحُ اللَّهُ بُطُونَهُمْ وَظُهُورَهُمْ فَلَا يُشْكِلْ عَلِيهِمْ حُكْمٌ. Imam says that Allah with his hand, I mean, when we are talking about Allah, it does not mean physical hand of Allah. No. يَدُلَّ مَعَ الْجَمَعَةِ. When we are talking about the hand of Allah, we are metaphorically talking about the hand of Allah.
Yes, the power of Allah. That's right.
Allah by his hand actually stretches on their back and on their bellies.
Yes.
Through this attention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has towards them, there is nothing difficult on these people. Mm-hmm. So it means through Allah's attention and due to being a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah also compensates for them. Because إِنْ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. That is, if you help Allah, if you step ahead for the sake of Allah.
So they're always in a state of purity, isn't it?
A state of purity of tahara and taqwa.
Tahara, that's right. Okay.
So these are the people. And these people have no eye towards worldly desires and worldly attachments.
Yes.
And they have prepared themselves through a clean batin, clean inside.
Yes.
To work for this great mission, that is to assist the Imam of the time, the promised Imam that was the goal and the wish and the hope of all the other messengers of Allah in the course of history. And the whole creation was waiting for this.
So they must be very special people.
They should be very special people.
That's right.
This is something that the whole the people from day one were waiting
for. All humanity has been wishing for. Okay.
So Imam is the gist of these beauties and the gist of all these beauties, and he was the last hope of humanity. So these people should be.
Is it true that all these special deputies will do the salat behind Imam at every moment? I mean, for example, the Zuhr, Maghrib, so prayer, you know, behind Imam, is it true?
Actually, I have no idea on that. I haven't found any exact information on that. But since they are going to be in different areas and they are going to be given the mission to stand and to be in some areas, it means that the people should say prayers behind them. But at the beginning, when they are ready, I mean, when they join Imam Ali Islam in Baytullah al-Haram, there must be a sort of, let's say, this company with such a company between them and Imam Ali Islam.
And this perfection of this Sahabi and companion of the Imams will gradually take place again and again too. I mean, this is not like the perfection the Imam himself has. These people are perfect, but this is going to be a gradual, more spiritual perfection during their deputyship,
isn't it? I mean, let's not call them deputies of Imam because they are the companions of Imam. Definitely they came, I mean, when they are born, I mean, definitely are different with the an infallible who was born infallible. Like Jesus the Christ, when he was born, he was a prophet of the time. Imam Jawad al Islam was an imam when he was born. Okay. But these people actually work on themselves and they prepare themselves to be and to get close to the borders of infallibility, that is, the borders of Asma, to be eligible to be at the service of Imam.
That's all right. Really high status, inshallah, given to the people who are qualified enough. And may Allah help us to understand the presence of Imam al-As during his reappearance. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. Really beautiful discussions. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode of the program, The Last Savior, God bless you and may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajalallah.